This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And things in the focus on the DJD experience, though. 7 after the hour, my voice belongs to me, and my name belongs to me as well. My name and my voice are part of the Doug Steffen reality, as is the name and voice and persona of Jennifer Horn, who's here in the DJD experience, and Victoria Keelan, yep, and Kara Schillen. Wow. Are we lucky, ladies, or not, to have Kara right there where those big, beautiful blue and orange and green and yellow and red buttons are.
Yes.
She holds the power to put us on the air or off the air. That's pretty amazing.
She's kind of the rock star of the group, really.
Wow, yes. What an exciting intro.
All right, so there you go. Don't expect any more today. Let's get going into the realm of what's happening with the flood. The number one item on the talkers' agenda, I'm sure this week, the top 10, maybe the top 2 or 3, focusing on people and their stories and what's happened, as this has become the costliest natural disaster in history. $100 billion to fix all of the things at this point. 40,000 homes destroyed. The numbers keep increasing. Fortunately for everybody, the storm has moved out now, moved up the sort of in the northeasterly direction to the point where we may get just a little offshoot of the rain on Sunday from what's left of this storm. Death toll climbs, and Louisiana has not been as much of a focus as Texas, and I guess that's probably understandable because the storm has had much more of an impact on those who have still floodwaters up to 5 feet. I think 20 people are dead so far, if I have my numbers correctly. I did spend a little time last night watching the ABC overview. All the networks have had them. Radio, however, I think in terms of how the people who can help have reacted. Somebody sent me a note yesterday and said, why don't you help? And I those kind of questions I don't usually answer. Matter of fact, I never answer those questions with a note. I answer them on the air. So for the person who asked that question, we don't have the ability, because this program, in its syndicated nature, heard all around the country and all around the world, in fact. And I don't have the infrastructure, nor do I have the ability, really, to do something other than do what Victoria has done and paste and post on Facebook. Our Facebook page is facebook.com/DJV show. The areas, the groups, the organizations that I think or we feel are appropriate for you to support. Not likely that I'm going to get into a truck and take a boat down there.
Yeah, what, I don't understand that question. What was someone expecting you to do in Massachusetts?
A lot of, if you look around, for example, there are a couple of stations that carry this program in Springfield, Missouri, that have raised $7,000 with their own on-air hosts.
Oh, okay, I see.
To
right.
Send money and some people who were listening to the station, 4 or 5 people, 6, 7 people, organized a convoy, and they've driven down to help get people just to go with the little backyard boats and move people to a safer place. Then there's a station in Springfield, Illinois, that's doing, and the television stations are doing this sort of thing as well with the Harvey help. They are, in many instances, however, getting money, raising money, and just giving it to the Red Cross, which I think is a no-no.
Right. There was an article yesterday about how so many people excuse me, I think it was in the New York Times maybe, it was about how so many people during this disaster are rebelling against the Red Cross and deciding to keep their money and send it to other smaller places, you know, where they have more of an accountability, basically, for the money.
They did
which is the first
piece.
Time, I think.
Yeah.
They did a huge piece on the local news outlet, one of them. I'm not sure which affiliate in Houston, but I had the audio of it yesterday, and I was listening to it about how the Red Cross was unprepared, how they didn't show up on time, really just running them through the ringer, really.
Jennifer, that's the same story that you've heard about the local government in Houston. The mayor wasn't prepared, the city wasn't prepared, and the government just has fallen apart locally. I have seen a few interviews with this guy. He doesn't seem intellectually that
the
on
mayor.
Top of things. It seems like there are more, to follow up on what you just said, some of the radio stations, one or two in, well, actually three or four in Seattle got together. Philadelphia, the same thing. Denver, Washington, Phoenix. There's just a lot of this stuff going on with a lot of the radio stations. It's interesting also to see what the talk-based stations are doing in the Houston area.
Were they
all
knocked
gone
off the air?
Commercial-free. I didn't see.
I know the TV stations were.
They were. I think the television stations were, but not the radio stations.
I interviewed someone yesterday for my local program that worked for a radio station. Oh, gosh, is it KSCV, perhaps? One of the stations there. But they had lost power going in because I guess the city of Houston yesterday decided to shut down people's power to use it for other resources, basically. So they powered down certain areas of the city.
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular radio station said that they were powered down and that they were sitting in the parking lot essentially trying to broadcast or to try to, like, jump in every once in a while on the feed. But these guys were running 24-hour news, basically, news and information, which, again, we talk about whether or not radio is still useful. And in the time of natural disaster, I think it proves that it really, really is. So sometimes that's the only thing people can get.
I'll correct myself. KPRC, which is a talk station in Houston, was silenced by the flooding. The transmitter was underwater, and of course, under that circumstance, everything would have blow those things sky high when you get them full of water. So
did you hear about the chemical plant this morning at 2 a.m. that exploded?
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah, they were expecting that to explode. They were waiting for it to explode.
Yeah, it says the headline was "Explosions rock flooded chemical plant. Smoke was rising. A deputy was hospitalized after inhaling the fumes."
And I think at this point, 10 deputies.
They evacuated people within a mile and a half radius of the chemical plant. And I think you're right, Jen. I think yesterday they warned that this would probably happen, and then it did this morning, just a few hours ago.
It's really what happens when you have something like this go on that affects everybody and everything. There's nothing in that area that hasn't been affected. It's just impossible for anything like this that was as big. Looking back at the five largest cities in our country, Houston is number four, over the years that records have been taken, or records have been written.
They've been kept.
Mm-hmm. They've been kept.
Recorded.
Too, thank you, yes. The city of New Orleans, which is not in the top five, but overwhelms all of the top five when it comes to these kinds of storms. And I guess it's to be expected because they're at the mouth. It's like the mouth of the Mississippi attracts. Okay, come get me. But this was not that far off the beaten path. And then the storm moved over there anyway. Excuse me, but
the amount of water, though, that fell in this storm was 52 inches by some accounts. The amount of water that fell in Louisiana for Hurricane Katrina, I think it was like 18 inches. I mean, think about the difference.
Devastation. The levees.
19 billion gallons of water. You can't even imagine. It's like trying to figure out how far it is from here to the nearest planet in the next solar system. You can't even imagine it. You can't visualize 19 billion gallons of water, can you?
No.
You can't.
It's like when we do space math. Can't do it.
Yeah, you can't do it. So I have looked around, surveyed some of the campaigns at some of the radio stations. I've given you a few. It was a college radio station. They just went back to school in downtown Houston, and they had, instead of going on the air, they set up the station as a way to, they have room for 150 or so people, so they just brought them into the radio station. And then there are all these, you just see, I was sort of impressed, look at the tables in the Houston Convention Center, and how many piles of diapers and baby wipes and blankets and stuff there were. Did you see?
Donation. Yeah, those pictures are amazing.
Yeah,
the donations
really
have been incredible.
Yep. It was a Walmart truck. God love them. You know, one way or the other, you can say what you want, but
they donated a lot to the relief of the storm.
Yeah, 1,200 cases
really
of diapers, thousands of wipes, hundreds of blankets, baby items came in on their trucks. See, the thing is, the drama is really created by the fact you can't really get. They had to bring the trucks to a place where they could get the stuff out and put it on boats and then float it or take it over to the convention center or the other. I think there are three or four buildings that are about that size in Houston that have all these people in it. So anyway, I just I find
the worst was watching
the best.
From Port Arthur and seeing those evacuation shelters where people are actually trying to find dry ground to live on, filling up with water. I'm just unbelievable.
Well, but you know what? Again, I think we said this yesterday, and we'll underscore it today. There are lots of reasons to be upset in our country, according to some who are angry about this, that, and the other thing. But when it comes to something like this, all that stuff seems to be forgotten. I haven't seen
Let's
or
hope
heard.
So. Yeah,
I don't,
it should
know,
be.
A lot of that hoopla.
Yeah, this is not political. This is humanity.
No.
This
yeah.
is helping each other. I mean, that's all that matters.
Yep, yep. And there's not a hint of discord other than, you know, the usual kind of stuff that you see when people taking shots.
Well, you have a lot of people who are used as leverage to politicize whatever issue is important to them, which is odd.
Yeah. Global warming.
It's like, can you give it 2 weeks? Like, can we let the ground dry before we start going political?
It's you see the story of that adorable pet turtle that somebody saved? I forget where it was. It's really, the little stories are the ones that are the most fun. Schools, they won't have school in Houston. Public school? Forget about it. Probably, I saw one estimate that it would be Christmas before they'd have any public schools because the city of Houston has been basically destroyed. And the answer, the weaker buildings that were in the low-lying areas, in these communities around Houston, gonzo, kiss them goodbye. So this is a time, speaking about opportunity, the folks at Champion Generator asked me to tell a story. As you know, this program has been brought to you by the folks at Champion Generators. They have this is the number one outfit for doing this sort of thing. Champion Power Equipment, the market leader in the power generation industry. And if you think about the circumstances after a hurricane, let's say you had a hurricane or a tornado or some kind of natural disaster and you're not going to get power, this is the way to save yourself. Think about the little things like what's in your refrigerator, what's in your freezer. In my circumstance, having a generator here on the farm allows me to do this program in case the power goes out, the public power. And that's where the value is here, it seems to me. Having something on standby, no matter, you know, there are all different sizes and shapes of Champion standby generators, but the fact that they're number one, the competitors will sell you an extended warranty. Here's an example. Champion is so sure their product will provide what it needs to do for you, you get an extended warranty. It doesn't cost you anything. They offer a variety of different size generators that are all run off of your current home's fuel source, natural gas, propane, that kind of stuff. And they are, oh, my God, they're so quiet. So check them out. Champion Generators, Champion Power Equipment, championpowerequipment.com. That's championpowerequipment.com for the Champion dealer nearest you.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Having Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keith, and Kara Schulman, they're the kind of personality that stands out among radio people. Extraordinary. You find good talent now pretty much only on the talk stations. And so I'm happy to have all three of them here. And once in a while, it doesn't hurt to say thank you. Now get back to work.
Well, that's sweet, Dougie.
Thanks for
having us-ish.
Here's the music of Prince. This is the music portion of the hour. Every hour in this hour, in this part of the hour, we have a focus on music. And usually here, if there's some news about some dead performer, we're happy to have it on the air and focus on it. In this circumstance, the news is about Prince, who we all thought loved purple, but not so fast. Prince's favorite color apparently wasn't purple. It did certainly become synonymous with a lot of his music. The mystery of his catalog of classic albums, however, puts a focus on, you know, some other colors. Purple Rain was, 1999. Purple Rain was obviously indicative of, yes, I do like purple, but the Indigo Nights cover from the album had a lot of violet confetti. Isn't that purple? Isn't violet sort of considered purple? Yeah, right? All right, so what's the story here? The it's fans reading a quote from Prince's sister, Tyka, in an interview about the upcoming memorabilia auction. She said, quote, "The standout piece for me is his orange cloud guitar." It's a strange thing because people always associate the color purple with Prince, but his favorite color was actually orange. Oh, my God. How
shocker.
Horrible.
Oh, stop.
He wore orange, played an orange guitar in Las Vegas during his residency there. He used orange guitars at the BET Awards. And in 2012, he wore a fiery orange ensemble at the iHeart Radio Festival.
Didn't he wear, like, orange, what do cowboys wear? Buttless chaps?
Chaps?
Didn't he wear, like, an orange pair of those one time, or did I make that up?
I, think he, yes, I think he probably did. It's funny because when this story broke yesterday,
right,
his fans, like Taylor Swift fans who have been dissecting that new video for all the references to other people, Prince fans went nuts trying to find pictures now of him wearing orange, and it turns out there were a lot of them, and he wore, I don't know how, it just, people missed it, but because everyone just assumed that purple was his favorite color.
Yeah.
And it's even the Pantone color now, he officially has a Prince shade of purple. So it is kind of crazy. The fans are on social media yesterday, the fans were not that happy that...
Isn't Pantone, if their product line is all in purple containers, right? Is that the idea?
I don't know about that.
I have some Pantone shampoo.
No, that's Pantene.
Oh.
Pantone is the, you know, the color authority. Every year, they're the ones who choose whatever the hot color is going to be and all that.
What's a vowel between friends?
What's a vowel? Did you say?
I know, right?
Vowel, I said.
Oh.
We're on the same page, Jen.
Let's keep rolling along to the Rolling Stones.
Keep your vowels to yourself, right?
The Rolling Stones have released a psychedelic lyric video for the track 2,000 Light Years from Home as a tease for the 50th anniversary reissue of the album Her Satanic Majesty's Request from 1967. Band not featured in the video. The visual for their foray into pop. This is one of those eras. This is so typical of what happened then. But I don't
psychedelic,
get...
yeah.
Yeah, right. Why are they bringing it back now?
It's the 50th anniversary.
That's just it, right? So yeah, they still have the same impact, though, I suppose, on the people that are fans.
There's a new generation, too.
Yeah. Would you buy it?
Yeah, I would totally get this, yeah.
Would you? Oh.
I don't have this album, so yeah.
All right. Christmas present, Jennifer. 28 past the hour.
How to talk to angry people. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Let's face it, being around angry people can be both scary and exhausting. And the question I get most often when people find out that I specialize in anger management is, what's the best way to talk to angry people? Well, in 30 seconds, here it is. First things first, acknowledge an angry person's right to be angry. Anger is natural and it's okay to experience. So do not say, you need to calm down, because never in the history of the world has that actually worked. Also, try your best to focus on the emotion the person is experiencing, not the words they are necessarily saying. Because when you do that, you'll be less likely to take what they are saying out of anger personally. Finally, it's important to really help angry people feel heard. Because once angry people feel heard, they can begin to work on a solution to their emotion. For more on handling anger, visit drchristianconti.com.
The Alzheimer's Foundation of America, AFA, is hosting the 2017 National Educating America Tour to help caregivers in need. The AFA Educating America Tour will include free educational conferences, free memory screenings, informational workshops, and much more. For more information or to register for a conference in your state, call the Alzheimer's Foundation of America at 866-232-8484 or visit alzfdn.org.
Fall is the best time to feed your lawn. With 10% off Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food at the Home Depot. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard feeds your lawn to build strong, deep grass roots for winter when you need it most. So it'll be lush, green, and beautiful next spring when you want it most. Scott's Turf Builder Winter Guard Fall Weed and Feed and Fall Lawn Food. 10% off now at the Home Depot. More saving?
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation.
expectation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Picture of Paul McCartney waving to all of you. So wave back, everybody. Wave back at your radio.
Hi, Paul.
Hi, Paul. He's enjoying a trip. He is. His wife had a home on the Hamptons. Is that right?
Yes, I think so. He's a New Yorker. Yep.
Yes, right. Hey, you Norker, you're listening to the DJV show. DJV, D for Doug, J for Jennifer, V Victoria, and then we're going to have Ann C. for Kara Schillen. Hi to the people listening in Waco, Texas, for the first time in a while. Used to be on the radio station, the talk radio station there, and then somehow or other, I think it changed format or something. I remember interviewing the sheriff down there during the siege. Remember, you probably don't, any of you remember, the Waco siege was in the first month of the Bill Clinton, 1993.
Oh, I sure remember Waco. Those nuts, right? Yeah. They locked himself in that thing in the...
Yeah.
What were they waiting for? They were the Branch Davidians. They were the Branch Davidians.
That's These aren't the Jell-O people, right?
No.
Or the Kool-Aid
people? No, that's Jack Jones or John Jones or Jones, whatever.
Oh, Jonestown, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. No, these were people that were cultists for sure, mm-hmm. following a guy, David, what was his last name? I'm trying to remember. But at any rate, the station had this, and this guy listened to the station every day, and the sheriff told me he could have arrested this guy any number of times because he always took a run. But instead, Jan Arena, who was the attorney general at the time, and Clinton decided these people were antisocial. They were doing all kinds of illegal stuff. They had weird things going on with kids. I don't know what was going on. But there are 86 of them in this compound, and they sent in the tanks, the troops, and blew the place up and killed everybody that was in there. David Koresh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, and Janet Reno took a lot of heat for that, wasn't she?
Deservedly.
The time?
Yeah, she deserved to take the heat. It was an outrageous move. It was an outrageous
move. What did they do? They went in there and just gassed everybody.
Yeah, they went in with the tank and put the tank inside the building and blew it up. Yeah, welcome to America.
Look, someone tells you to get out of there.
Right. And point the tank at you. So anyway, the reason I bring it up is because there's a new experiment going on in Waco, this is an internet radio station, which is not necessarily new, but it's the first time in my experience that I remember it being a 24-hour station that's carrying some programming that's local and some that's national. And we're on as the morning program on this new internet radio station. And they even have call letters. I've forgotten what they are. I'll figure it out, or somebody will send it to me. But I thought that was kind of cool, frankly. As the realities change, we had a meeting yesterday talking about podcasting and how people get the delivery of the program. A lot of people on the hundreds of radio stations that carry it get it. But then at the end of the day, you may want to hear another part of the program. And so you can listen to the whole hours if you go to TuneIn Radio and search out Doug Steffen Now. It's the DJV thing. I guess we do Doug Steffen Now because there are other Doug Steffen programs that are in there. For example, you can listen to a podcast of Good Day Health at any time at Blog Talk Radio. And we were talking about how do we simplify all of this stuff. And I defer to Victoria and Jennifer and Kara because I'm not sure. Even now, I do understand a lot more of it than I used to. But we're trying to simplify because the average person doesn't really get it any more than I do. So we'll simplify it. And within the next week or so, there'll be a new website at DougSteffen.com. And you'll be able to go to DJV.com and any of the individual programs and find exactly what you want. Click on the button and bingo bango. How's that for a summary, Victoria? Did I get it or not?
Sounds good.
Close
bingo
enough.
Bingo
bango. Bingo bango. Hi to the folks in Winston-Salem and Myrtle Beach, we're listening in. How do you do? How do you do? How do you do? Okay. So some people in the news today. You'll be surprised to hear there's something new regarding Kim Jong-un. The worldwide condemnation hasn't kept him from continuing his foolishness. So was it yesterday or the day before? There was a missile that soared over Japan. And he says, well, that's just practice because we're continuing to focus our goal on containing Guam, whatever that means. Those of you listening,
Guam's such a problem.
Guam,
I know.
Yeah.
They need containment.
They just run wild in Guam.
I think Guam is well contained by the Pacific Ocean. There isn't an island. The Guam is in the Southern Marianas. If you ever look, if you go to the Western Pacific, look for Japan. And then about a two-hour flight down. Matter of fact, most of the tourists that come to Guam, it's a lovely island. You don't have time to go to Hawaii because it's a six-hour flight from Tokyo. You go down to Guam, which is 2 hours from Tokyo. A lot of Koreans, a lot of Japanese go to the island. I remember seeing, matter of fact, the hotel we stayed in, I believe was a Japanese hotel. They've invested a lot there. So anyway, Kim Jong-un says, we're going to continue. We're going to monitor the U.S. to determine what we should do next. What does that mean? Going to monitor the U.S. Huh? I don't. Honestly, I get annoyed at some of the things that we do to provoke
incidents around the world. Like, I don't think we ought to be in Afghanistan at all, but we aren't doing anything. There's nothing that's going on. It's like, this guy, we all know he's nuts, but each day when we talk about him, you think, was it yesterday, the day before, we were talking about his new child? You'd think he'd want to protect, if he had any semblance of common sense, understanding that even if he provokes something, he gets wiped out, and so do the people that he loves. If you don't care about anybody else, don't you really care about your family? You can't protect your family.
I don't know if he does. I think he's under the impression he's a god.
Nice. Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
there you go.
I mean, that's really what I think. I don't know.
All right, I'm going to try to understand something here. Next person in the news is Olivia de Havilland. Everybody know who she is?
Yes.
You know who she is, right?
The actress, right.
She's an actress. She's 101 years old.
Wow.
She filed a suit seeking a trial and sweeping damages and an injunction, claiming that the portrayal of her by Catherine Zeta-Jones on the FX anthology series about her damaged her professional reputation for integrity, honesty, generosity, self-sacrifice, and dignity. So,
I mean, do you have to be worried about this at 101?
Paris. You know, that's what I was thinking. She's a lovely lady, has done terrific things, has a great career to her credit. And so now, what is she trying to do?
This sounds like she's got some kids and there's involved. Someone else is pushing her.
Well, I think that's the idea here. And so the sad thing about it is, as you just pointed out, the idea of, at this point in your life, why not just let it go? I'm trying to figure out what it is that is said about her. She had a big fight with Bette Davis. Pretty much everybody knows about that. I don't know if you do or you don't know. But the show is called Feud. It's about her feuds with various people in her the history of her career.
Well, it's the FX series. It's a miniseries. It's over now. It was on, and it's Joan Crawford versus Bette Davis.
Oh, Joan Crawford, sorry.
Yeah, so it's them working together on several movies and everything behind the scenes. The Catherine Zeta-Jones character or portrayal of Olivia de Havilland, she's sort of they interview her as part of this, you know, set in the time. They interview a bunch of different actresses who knew Bette and Joan at the time, and so they're offering their commentary. And so Olivia de Havilland comes across as a little bit gossipy. She doesn't come across as mean or anything, but she's a little gossipy and says, well, you know, like, Bette was drinking too much and
that's the portrayal of her?
Right, yes.
Not what she actually did. She claims that's not the way she was.
Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah.
I don't know if this is going to go to trial or anything. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Yeah. Well,
something to talk about, though.
It is, though. Yes, right. All right. Let's see what we have in the world of sports. The whole business about... Thank you. That's very nice.
You're welcome.
Yeah. The continuing controversy about what playing football does to your brain, Jennifer, has found its way into the broadcast booth. ESPN college football analyst Ed Cunningham says, forget about it.
Yeah, this is an interesting one. College football starts this weekend, and for the first time in nearly 20 years, ESPN college football analyst Ed Cunningham will not be in the broadcast booth when the college football season kicks off. Now, the choice was not ESPN's. It was actually his. He leaves behind what he calls a really nice six-figure salary for not a lot of day's work and a live television gig that, except for non-sports fans, people would beat me up to take. So why did he walk away? He was a former lineman for the Arizona Cardinals and for the Washington Huskies. He said, quote, I take full ownership of my alignment with the sport. I can just no longer be in that cheerleader spot. In its current state, there are some real dangers, broken limbs, wear and tear, but the real crux of this is that I just don't think the game is safe for the brain. To me, it's unacceptable. Now, Cunningham says he has shown none of the symptoms of CTE, but the issue is still a personal one for him. He said again, quote, I don't currently think the game is safe for the brain, and oh, by the way, I've had teammates who have killed themselves. Dave Duerson put a shotgun to his chest so we could study his brain. This is as personal as it gets. He could not stand one more season, and he left his pretty cushy broadcast position. It's amazing.
See you later, alligator. Yep.
All right,
way
Victoria.
To take a stand. That's pretty strong. Very bold.
Yep.
All right, so here's the story, Victoria, of a Cleveland Indians relief pitcher named Nicky Goody.
Nick Goody, yeah.
Well, I thought it sounded better if I said Nicky. Nicky Goody. All right, so Nick
I don't know him well enough to call him Nicky, but...
What's well, he up to?
He got some troubling news early yesterday morning. His aunt, Paula Haynes, was stuck with her family and two dogs inside their home in Nederland, Texas. Yeah. And, of course, you know, right in the middle of the Harvey storm. He said they were stuck and they didn't have anywhere to go. And I saw a bunch of people tweeting stuff out. So I said, hey, I'm in New York. There's nothing I can do, but I can at least tweet. So he sent her address out across Twitter and asked if anyone with a boat in the area could go and help her. And the Cajun Navy showed up at 3:30 in the morning, and by the time they got to her, though, the water had somewhat abated from the flooding that was going into the house. I guess was starting on its way out. So, in a very selfless act, she actually said, "You know what? Other people need you guys more than I do right now." And so she sent them away, and she stayed in the house with her family. They're not in danger anymore. And then the Cajun Navy went on and had to rescue some of her neighbors. So, so Nick said when they came, she basically said, you know, she had all her bags packed ready to go, but she said other people need more help. So he said he was able to get some sleep on Wednesday night once he knew that his aunt and the family were safe. But he said he felt very helpless being in New York at the time.
Yeah. All right. Who knows about the Legends Football League? Raise your hands. Anybody know what that is? You're going to now.
I don't. No.
Already figuring it out. It's a female football league. Chicago Bliss and Atlanta Steam playing in a game. I never heard of this before, but I saw it because the headline brought me around to...
Is this an actual league, or is this like the underwear league?
Well, now that you mention it.
What? Kara, tread lightly here, sir.
I don't know anything about it. I'm just seeing some pictures, and yeah. I would find it a little hard to play football when your boobs and your butt are hanging out, but I guess they managed to
do so. Oh, that's why Doug. So this is the only type of sport Doug's interested in. Okay.
I was quite interested in the pictures that I saw.
Yeah, I bet.
What do you mean, yeah,
I thought it sounded a little familiar, but I think I've seen my dad watching it on TV
your
a few times.
Your father watching
so.
This kind of stuff? What kind of a father would
he watch this sort of stuff? Are you
it's
not a father?
Lingerie football, I believe. And the girls fight. You know, it's kind of like women's wrestling. Only they have football helmets and pads on and panties and a bra.
Ugh.
I think that's about it.
I'm just always so confused about stuff like this. Because do the women really want to play it like that? Or are they just trying to play football in any sense of the word? Like, I just don't understand why you would do that to yourself.
Well, you do it because you get paid a good deal of money. Maybe you don't have any of the other skills.
It's like, why do Hooters waitresses work at Hooters?
I asked the same question.
Yeah. And so anyway, if you look at some of the pictures, these women are pretty well...
God.
Is that sexist?
Well, it depends what you're going to follow it up there.
Yeah.
Do they have a lot of skills, or are you going to say they're pretty well endowed?
They have a lot of skills. Oh, that's what I was going to say. They play the game skillfully.
Dougie.
What's your problem, Jennifer?
Dougie.
All right. It's 10 before the hour.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah, I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Hi.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Talk time, 53 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. Some of the big technology stories as to how they affect you. This is a simple way of us bringing attention to social media, some of the new technology, where you are and what you need to know. We'll focus on Harvey victims and how they've used technology and social media in a moment. Our report brought to you by ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? There's a lot of, this is something that really is so sweet and so simple. In an era where we are so confused and blinded almost by all of the stuff that's thrown at us, there are a lot of different companies that do this, but none of them do it to help you succeed like ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is so different because they, first of all, post your job to all those hundreds of job sites that exist with just one click from you. That's it. You put everything together and you send it to ZipRecruiter.com. Then they do the rest. You monitor. You get the input. They will find you. You don't have to go find them. That's what's so great about ZipRecruiter. Get a qualified candidate for the job in your company, no matter what size it is, in just a day. You don't have to fuss around with emails and all that other stuff. Simply, you just simply screen, rate, and manage the candidates according to the dashboard that they explain all this on at ZipRecruiter. And what we've done here is arrange for you to try ZipRecruiter.com /DJV without cost. Yes, it is without cost, free. Post your jobs to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's right. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Do it and don't pay. All right. Let's get to some of the victims of the hurricane and what they're doing or what has happened. How has social media helped out?
Well, social media has been a blessing and a curse throughout the Hurricane Harvey crisis. A lot of people are left with no TV or radio, so smartphones and social media are pretty much their only methods of communication and methods of getting news. So Hurricane Sandy actually prompted over 20 million tweets about the storm, including posts from companies about where those who were affected could find aid and things like that. But now officials in Houston, the Houston Police and the U.S. Coast Guard, are now urging people to report emergencies to 911 or the Houston command centers, not to social media. The reason they're saying this is because there are some viral scams happening where there are false numbers being posted on Twitter where people think they can call for help, and it turns out it's just an insurance company that's trying to scam people. So that's one that's been really bad. The company's called Foremost Insurance. They actually said that they were hacked and that it's not a number that they've released, but they say it was a viral post created by an unidentified person. But it still has messed up a lot of people who've called them. So they say beyond official pages on Facebook and informal local groups, they really want people, even if you have to wait a long time on the phone, stay on the phone, do not give up, and wait until someone calls you. The Houston police said that they are obviously inundated right now, but if you do leave a message with your address and whatever your issue is, whether you need to be rescued or not, they said just keep trying and hang on, and they will get to you. Right. So they're also saying, if you have anything that you can display on your roof, if you are in your house and you're trapped, then that's another thing to get to the roof and make sure that you can have something displayed, a blanket or something colorful so people can spot you.
Hmm. All right. Now, on a lighter note,
yeah,
the latest on wearable technology. Yes, where is the I want to know where you put the battery in this.
That's actually a good question. There's a brand new wearable tech that actually can help people battle anxiety. It's a study out of the University of London, and this is just one of many different types of wearable tech right now. You know, there's Fitbits, and there's the Apple Watch, which can monitor a lot of your vital statistics. There's Fabric now that's high tech that can, throughout you exerting yourself, actually charges up the fabric. There's lots of really cool wearable tech that's coming out. This one in particular was a device that people had to wear, and what they did was they said that it was going to help monitor their blood pressure. In reality, it was delivering a heartbeat-like vibration at a slower than normal speed of your regular heartbeat. Half the group had the device turned on, and the other half did not, but didn't realize it. The people whose devices were on experienced a much smaller increase in anxiety and physiological stimulus before delivering a speech to a crowd. The study says that this is just one of the many ways that wearable tech might actually impact our lives in the future, and the fabric company that was just approved by the FDA is called Celliant, and so that might be hitting stores next year, which will be really interesting.
Yeah, batteries not included. You gotta go buy it. Batteries are getting very expensive. I bought a bunch of them yesterday. Wow. Very expensive stuff. It's 59 past the hour in the DJV experience.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.